ABC Radio Adelaide.
And that's just another way that people are helping out as well, by donating blood. It's a small thing you can do to try and help out those that need help. And that's what we like to do on a Monday morning, is meet some of the people in your communities that are making a difference and going above and beyond to try and help others out. You have someone in your life like that, I'm sure you do. Have a think about who they are and whether maybe they need a bit of recognition for what they do, and to kind of share their story and their cause. You can always get in touch and nominate a Breakfast of Champions, 0467 922 891. Or if you want to sit down and think about your thoughts a little bit more, you can always email us too at adelaidebreakfast@abc.net.au. Today's Breakfast of Champion is Ruth Taylor, Assistant Principal at Thomas More College, and she joins you this morning. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Now, you've had a long history of working in education, but tell us about a group of students at your school that, well, changed your life, and you've done things to try and change theirs as well.
Yeah, I guess over the last few years in my role, I've noticed kids who really, really need that greater sense of family, and there's been a bit of a lack of engagement. I'm not sure if that's due to COVID, but I guess it's multifaceted. But one of the things that I noticed was that we had to do something about it. It wasn't going to go away unless we named it and thought about how we would re-engage some of our most disengaged students at Thomas More College. So we proposed quite an extreme plan where we would look at our timetable, renegotiate that, and give students who probably would have had up to 10 to 12 teachers in a week in a high school, we really minimised that to develop really strong relationships with these kids so that they could have a real sense of family and belonging and community to start that re-engagement project.
When you say a lack of engagement, is that, how does that play out or manifest itself? Is it these students just saying, look, I don't really see the point of coming to school, I'm not enjoying it, so I just won't turn up? Is it as simple as that?
It can be quite complex.
Yeah.
So there's a range of reasons, but sometimes even getting to school is a bit of a battle. So we've done lots of home visits, we've run a bus service in order to get kids out of bed and into their uniforms and onto the bus. And we feed them breakfast when they arrive so that they're ready to engage. So, there's a range of issues that stop kids getting to school these days.
Yeah. You're listening to Nikolai and Stacey for Breakfast on ABC Radio Adelaide. Also hearing from Ruth Taylor, the Assistant Principal at Thomas More College, which is in Salisbury Downs. It's set in behind the Salisbury Highway and King's Road. So tell us, Ruth, how have the kids reacted to these changes? And I'm sure if you've got a teacher at home saying, hey, get out of bed, you've got to get to school today, that probably has an impact.
Yeah, I mean, it's been daily work. You know, we're on the phone to parents, we're emailing students. Some of them literally have to get themselves to school by walking and things like that, so constant reminders. It's significantly lifted the attendance of the majority of the group that we've targeted, and we're starting to see the kids recognising their own dignity, I think, and starting to recognise the fact that they can achieve if they've got the support around them. It's been really beautiful to watch. It's not just me. There's a team of about six people who are nurturing these young people every day, and at the heart of what we do is social justice. So it's been easy but very hard work at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Did you find, was there much pushback either from the students themselves or their parents? I can imagine it would be quite confronting for someone, even if they do know maybe their child's disengaged a little bit, to say, yeah, we need help and I'll accept this help. That might be hard for some people.
Absolutely. But I think in the Catholic sense, we always go in with the dignity of those young people and those families at the heart of what we do, and we make it okay. You know, it's okay to sometimes struggle, but here's an opportunity, here's an offering, and this is how we'd like to help, because we care about your young person. We want to see them achieve. We want them to have fullness of life. And have opportunities that everybody else has, and eventually lead to faith and lead to some kind of success, whatever that might be for that young person.
Mm. So I imagine there will be parents at home listening who may, this may ring a bit of a bell for them. They may have a teen who's struggling a bit to find that level of engagement or facing a battle. What advice would you give to them to try and turn that corner, I guess?
I think it's about not giving up. And, you know, if it's, you know, for some of our students coming to school for a couple of hours at the beginning when they've come into this program is enough, and that's okay. Mm. And it's a step in the right direction. So, and also for families, just to ask for help, I guess, and question and be open and not have any shame around that. And that's a hard place to be, but it's important for these people, these young people.
Mm. It must fill you with pride to see the children who do turn the corner and go on to bigger and better things that you knew they had the potential.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have a group of year 10s at the moment who are just starting their space in the group, and that's where we wanted to see it go, that there was real progress for them and they're learning. You know, at the end of the day, we're a school and we want to see how education can break that cycle.
Well, it's clear that you're making a really big difference along with, like you say, the others in your team.
Yeah.
Ruth, thank you for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Ruth Taylor, who's the assistant principal at Thomas More College, our Breakfast of Champions this week, making a real difference. Like you say, Stacey, that moment where you see a student who maybe was a bit, and then they go, oh, actually, I'll come to school this week.
Yeah.
What a difference that would make.
Yep. Yeah. So many people. Mm. Get in touch if you have someone in your life who should be acknowledged, just like Ruth there, Ruth Taylor, the assistant principal at Thomas More College. 0467 922 891 is the number to send us a text. It's 6 minutes to seven on ABC Radio Adelaide. Let's see what the weather has in store for you this week. Hannah Marsh is on duty at the Bureau. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Nikolai and Stacey.
Any of that weekend sun still lingering?
Yeah, there is. And even with the minimum temperatures, it only got down to 16 degrees. And that's what we're at now. When we were talking an hour or so ago, it was still up around 17 degrees. And it was around that pretty much all night. And we're still looking at those mild to warm maximum temperatures, at least for the next few days, with 21 degrees today and 23 degrees tomorrow. There's a chance of seeing a spot or two around today. It'll mainly be from late morning into the early afternoon period. But then tomorrow, we're looking at a sunny morning. We'll start seeing some high cloud increasing, but there is the chance of seeing a shower developing as we start heading into the late evening period, as we do have a front that we're expecting to come through on Wednesday. And ahead of that, we're looking at a rain band which will develop overnight Tuesday and into Wednesday. There is the potential for some heavy falls associated with that on Wednesday, mainly on the ranges, and we are looking at the chance of seeing a thunderstorm on Wednesday as well. Temperatures will drop back down to about 20 degrees. Then on Thursday, we're looking at showers easing with 17 degrees.
Okay, thank you very much, Hannah.
Thank you.
Hannah Marsh on duty at the Bureau of Meteorology. We're off to South Australia Police next.
New from ABC Music.
Be captivated by a new album.